Bloom was formed in 2009, end of 2009. So we started with the idea of making one dance piece, and the dance piece ended up being very successful. We are still touring it, and that's how the collective really got formed, and we made two new productions.
Victoria Dagny is one of the other members of the Bloom Dance Collective, and then there is Chapa Molnar, and there is Alberto Ruiz Soler, who he's a sound artist with whom we've collaborated from the beginning as well. Actually, when the first time I met Alberto was because he was doing the sound and the music for one of the pieces I was a dancer in. First we became friends, and then we started working together.
The End Is Near is a collaboration among six dance artists, six choreographers, and one composer. It was made over 3 months in total. We had about 6 weeks to research the piece and 2 more months for the production. The starting point of the piece is the idea of heroes and how they affect our society and what are our contemporary heroes. So this is where we departed from, and many things happened on the way during the creation. How the piece is right now seems to me like a collage of atmospheres and characters and situations taken from various sources like comic books or action movies.
And I think the interesting thing is that we don't really take specific icons that we want to represent. How some of this imagery are so immediately we can recognize them and relate to them very easily, and then that gives us also the opportunity to play with these ideas.
We draw, I would say, mainly from popular culture, although we tried throughout to embrace all the silliness and all the bidimensionality of heroes within popular culture and give them some sort of twist.
When we played a lot with the costumes and this kind of very clear element that we recognize, like basic colors or basic shapes, and the idea of eliminating, for example, jumper, and then becoming a lot about the body and to let see the body. And then the idea of capes, for example, so we played a lot with that as well. And during the research, we collaborated with our costume designer and the stylist, who brought a lot of input into the piece. And then throughout the production, we kind of stripped down most of these elements that we felt were not necessary anymore. And then there are left some very key features that we will recognize, particularly in terms of color and shape, that really help us jump into this world.
So for the past 2 years or 3 years even, our main project has been Bloom. So we've been totally focused on the development of the work with the collective and touring the work. And now, after the creation of The End Is Near, it feels that as a collective we are in a place, in a moment in which we want to push the pieces that we've made right now, but at the same time, individually, we want to take some time to develop our individual projects, so that when we come back together, we will have some richness to share and to bring back into the collective. We are not planning to start a new production right now, but we are going to give some time for all of us to develop a bit our individual careers as well.
So working in a collective or working with Bloom in these past years, it's been very enriching for me personally, and because suddenly you have the opportunity of relying on other people as well. So all the responsibility is not yours, but suddenly it's shared, and other people have both the power and the opportunity of bringing their ideas in at a very equal level, and also have the you have suddenly the tranquility of seeing that other people can push your own ideas forward with tools that maybe you don't have, or with visions that maybe you cannot see yourself in what you thought it was your idea, and suddenly like everything becomes more complex and elaborate because there is more people putting into the same piece, and it can become very enriching. It is also very complicated, so sometimes it becomes very, very hard when the point of agreement doesn't really happen, and it does take much longer to get to that agreement than it would normally be when there is only one person leading or making decisions. But when it happens that the group agrees and sees the work under the same vision, then it is a very powerful feeling.
Yes, I agree with Igor. We start, let's say, from the, not from the assumption, but from the consideration that six creative minds are much more productive than one single mind. And that was the premise for Bloom. And when the collective functions in the right way, this really happens. And all these artists who have different skills manage to integrate these skills to get to one product. And regarding the future, it is a question that we are facing now, whether... So what kind of structure we will need to provide within the group so that all these skills are really brought forwards, and avoiding that our energies get lost in finding this agreement. So this is a question that we're busy with right now, regarding how we will develop as a collective.